Janina Kieroszynska was born on June 14, 1885, in Wielu, Poland. Janina was the seventh child of 10 children, four of whom died shortly after birth. On June 21, 1885, she was baptized in the Church of St. Michael the Archangel and the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the years 1892, Janina Kieroszynska attended a private elementary school, and then in 1894, she continued her education in a boarding school. The first thoughts about a religious vocation appeared to her after receiving First Holy Communion, which took place on June 9, 1895, on the Feast of the Holy Trinity. Having completed her education in 1903, Janina decided to fulfill her desire to devote herself entirely to the service of Jesus. However, her father opposed her decision, and this led Janina to leave a family home without her parents' knowledge, making her way to Warsaw. There, she began a candidacy in the Congregation of the Sisters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul, while at the same time working at the Hospital of the Infant Jesus. At her father's request, she returned back to her family home. In 1907, during a second visit to Krakow, she went on a pilgrimage to the Carmelite Monastery in Czerna. There she met Father Anselm Gondek, the Carmelite who agreed to her request and became a spiritual director. In 1910, Janina left her family home in Wielu and moved permanently to Krakow. Following the advice and opinions of Father Anselm, she entered the Carmelite Tertiary Order, where she made a profession in 1914 and took the name Teresa of Jesus. After the outbreak of World War I, she took up work at a facility for the elderly and disabled as a porter, run by the Albertine Sisters. After the end of World War I, Janina remained in Krakow. She lived in rented accommodations and worked as an embroiderer and tailor. After the passing of her father, her mother gave her blessings and consented to her daughter joining a convent. At the same time, Father Anselm received permission to found a female Carmelite community. She perceived Father Anselm's call for her to become the first Mother General of this newly emerging congregation as God's will. And in the same year she took the habit. At that time, she received the religious name Teresa of Saint Joseph. The beginnings were difficult. There was a shortage in the region and the sisters were overworked. After many misunderstandings, the emerging community moved from the charity center to a school. They later moved to a house where they opened a sewing and embroidery shop. They then began to be called the Carmelites of the Child Jesus. Mother Teresa dealt with problems with great patience, first protecting the community from disintegration. Her patience bore fruit when in 1933, the community became a congregation of papal law and officially became part of the family of Theresian Carmel. The following year, Teresa of St. Joseph made a profession in the hands of Father Anselm, who was in Poland at the time. During World War II, Mother Teresa remained in Sosnowiec. She taught secretly, found shelter for the homeless, children, and Jews, and distributed food. Thanks to the courage and openness of Mother Teresa, the monastery in Sosnowiec became a place of refuge for Jews persecuted by the Germans. During the German occupation, Mother Teresa, as the superior of the congregation, attached great importance to strengthening hope for a happy ending to the war and occupation. She encouraged the sisters to pray and mortify. Prayers, fastings, and vigils before the Blessed Sacrament were offered especially for those in danger. After the Warsaw Uprising in 1945, she founded an orphanage that operated until 1956, when the Polish Communist Party abolished it. After a difficult life journey, she went to her Lord on July 12, 1946. Venerable Teresa of Saint Joseph, pray for us.